It is review. We must do it after Bournemouth 3, Liverpool 2, Dan, Neil and Sean. Neil, we can talk about, we probably will talk about a lot in this show, the element of fatigue and day's rest, because it's not making excuses. It is a thing. And I think Slotter does have mitigation around the fact that Liverpool aren't playing on Sunday and they're playing on Saturday, and they're the only Champions League team to be doing so. That being said, when you look at that lineup, there's still a lot of players going again. And Curtis Jones could argue that he should have started last night. Andy Robertson, despite all the mitigation around his future, could argue he maybe should have started. I think you can make a case to start Engamoa if you're going to start him anywhere last night. So whilst all of these players end the game, whilst all these players end the game on the pitch, there is that thing that you can put to Slot, which is, yep, I totally take that on board. But you could have potentially rotated a bit more if you were that worried about legs in this one.
Yeah, I think that's the problem, really. And it sort of buys into the way people perceived, and I think at times inaccurately, but the way people perceived certain things from last year. But then there's been criticism earlier this season. He's been too eager to rotate with an eye on future fitness as well. So it becomes difficult across the board. I think Rio would have felt like a bridge too far. I think the thing I would say is, for me, there was lots of reason to play Rio against Burnley. And that felt like it could be a good one to introduce him into. And that was at the start of the week. I think it's a hard week. And I think he's had another hard week. But the problem with the hard week position is that you know, by virtue literally of being a Champions League club, that you will have hard weeks. So you therefore have to be prepared for hard weeks. And again, you can then sort of say, well, you know, is this an issue with the summer? But the manager goes out of his way in every meeting, in every press conference, sorry, to say he is and was completely aligned with the club. Now, you might say, well, he wouldn't say anything else, but my position becomes increasingly, well, he doesn't have to say anything. Or he doesn't have to say it quite as explicitly as he does.